A 7-day gratitude practice can help you move from good intentions to a real rhythm. You do not need a fancy journal. You do not need perfect words. You do not need a quiet life. You need a few minutes, an honest heart, and a willingness to notice grace. Here is a simple 7-day pattern. On day 1, thank God for creation. Notice breath, light, water, food, weather, color, your body, or the beauty around you. On day 2, thank God for provision. Name one way God has carried you, supplied you, protected you, or helped you endure. On day 3, thank God for your own life before Him. This is not pride. This is receiving your life as a gift. Thank God for survival, growth, gifts, repentance, or a step you have taken. On day 4, thank God for one relationship. This may be easy, or it may be complicated. Name the grace honestly. If boundaries are needed, include wisdom in your prayer. On day 5, thank God in hardship. Do not call evil good. Simply ask, Lord, where is one sign of grace in this valley? On day 6, thank God for calling and service. Name one task, responsibility, hidden labor, or act of love that matters before God. On day 7, thank God for resurrection hope. Remember that your story does not end in decay, loss, failure, or death. In Christ, the dead are raised. The Bible says in Colossians 3:17, whatever you do in word or in deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. That means gratitude can enter ordinary life, dishes, work, caregiving, study, conversations, rest, worship, and even tears. The Bible encourages this practice, and Ministry Sciences observes that small repeated practices can reshape attention, memory, interpretation, and response. A 7-day gratitude practice is not magic, it is formation. Here is a simple daily structure. First, name one grace. Second, tell the truth about what is hard. Third, connect the grace to God. Fourth, pray one sentence of thanks. Fifth, take one faithful step. What helps is honesty. What harms is pressure. Do not make the 7 days impressive. Make them real. A simple prayer may be enough. Lord, thank you for carrying me today. 7 days of gratitude will not solve every problem, but it can begin to train your soul to notice God's grace in ordinary life. Start small. Stay honest. Keep noticing. God's grace is often closer than you thought.